The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So for those of you who don't know, I'm Diana Clark, and I teach Happy Hour here, alternating weeks with Nikki Mirgafori, more or less alternating, depending on our schedules. And those of you who have been here a number of times and have heard me talk might have heard me say about how loving-kindness practice is a way that increases our capacity to be with what's difficult, to be with what is. But there's another way, there's some other language that we could use that maybe resonates more or is a different way to think about it. And that is this idea that loving-kindness can be a type of protection. You're welcome to move any chairs where you want, and you're welcome to sit on the floor. You can sit up here, you can sit in the back, out there, whatever you can, whatever works. Doesn't have to be any particular way here. So loving kindness can serve as a protection, not in the sense of a protection that it's going to make that nothing uncomfortable never happens again, that nothing untoward never happens. It's not like a shield that will make it so that we never feel anything again. But instead, we can be protected in a way in which we hold, in which we receive, in which we work with whatever life brings us. Right? Because, of course, we can't control what life brings us. If you figured out how to do that, you would not be here. You would be out doing something else, most likely. So there's this analogy that's from Sharon Salzberg's book on loving kindness that I like. It's meaningful. And it's derived from a sutta that's also in the early Buddhist scriptures. And she writes that imagine taking a very small glass of water. It's an ordinary glass of water. Certain amount of water is in this container, and you add a tablespoon of salt. Of course, the water gets salty. So before, it might have been refreshing, it might have been cooling, something that you can drink and support you. But then when you add the water, it's very different, and it's no longer as refreshing. It's now salty water, and if you drink it, you might need to drink more water. It doesn't slack your thirst. So if you approach a much larger body of water, something bigger than a glass, something like a lake, and you add the same amount of salt to that lake, it's perfectly fine. You could have drank the water before, and you can drink the water after with the salt. The amount of salt is the same. It's just going into a different size container. In the same way, loving-kindness practice and meditation practice is a way in which we can accept the salt of our lives. Instead of, we spend so much of our energy, so much of our time, effort, resources to try to control all the salt, how much salt we actually experience. Kind of the irony is that's the one thing that we can't control. We can't control exactly what happens. We can prepare, we can create the conditions in which it's more likely that this thing happens rather than that thing. But we can't manipulate, manufacture, control, engineer the entire world. We can affect ourselves. We can affect our capacity to hold difficulties, to hold beautiful things too, to hold everything. So Sharon Salzberg writes something that for me is a bit inspirational. She writes that the degree of love we manifest, I'll say the amount of loving kindness that we can cultivate, that we can develop, that we can have access to, determines the degree of spaciousness and freedom we can bring to life's events. How big our water is when the salt comes. So our work is to create a container that can accept, be with what life brings us. It's not easy. It's not instant. It's not always pleasant. In fact, some could argue that there needs to be a certain amount of unpleasantness, a certain amount of difficulty. That's how we, just like muscles, how we strengthen muscles is there's some resistance to them. But loving kindness practice is a way in which we can be nourished, we can be supported, we can cultivate and develop this capacity that we all have and allow it to grow and support us as we gain confidence, as we gain familiarity with some settledness, some sense of well-being, and allows us to cultivate and develop even more and more well-being, sense of stability, confidence, helps us to be with what life offers us. So the way that I'm teaching loving kindness practice, there's a number of different ways we can do it. For those who are here when Nikki's teaching, she sometimes is having different ideas than how I do it, which I think is great. The way that I'm teaching it is that there's three aspects to loving kindness practice, a way in which we can cultivate this sense of well-being, sense of love, sense of care, sense of warmth, that then can help support us and increase our capacity, protect us. The first element is to bring to mind somebody for whom it's easy to love. Somebody for whom it's easy to love. That's the first criteria. The second criteria is that we have an uncomplicated relationship with them. Recently, I was teaching loving kindness in a different setting, and I gave this instruction, and then there was some Q&A afterwards, and it was striking for me that everybody said, well, you know, I started with loving kindness, but then it got kind of complicated because they were choosing people that, you know, their relationships are a little bit complicated. It was beautiful how they wanted to send love to these individuals in their life. But right now, what we're doing is starting where it's easy so that we can just feel, what does it feel like to just abide in a sense of goodwill? Abide in a sense of warmth. Abide in a sense of care. A sense of respect. So if you find yourself starting with somebody and then you slip into something else, that's okay, you can work with that. But it's also maybe an invitation to choose somebody for whom it's a little bit easier. This often means it's somebody we don't actually know. It could be a religious leader. It can be an inspirational figure. And I know some people that start with kittens, babies, and puppies. Sometimes, well, I can't help but I start smiling when I start saying them, right? Just these lovable creatures. So we start where it's easy. And then that's the first element. Practice we're going to do tonight, we'll progress and we'll then build on that and do loving kindness for ourselves. Often that's not quite so easy, turns out, and we could use some practice. And then we'll end with a little bit of equanimity practice to help us kind of like stay grounded, stay centered, stay balanced. So the first element is choosing a lovable being. The second element is using the sensations in the body to support us. The more we meditate, the more we become sensitive to the connection between the mind and the body, how what's happening in the body really affects our mental states and how our mental states affect our body. But we can intentionally tap into, dip into, touch into any sense of well-being, warmth, spaciousness, care, and allow that to support us. This doesn't mean it's your dominant experience. It doesn't mean it's the only thing that's happening. It means that you're just choosing to place your attention on that particular experience. And then the third element, to support our intention of supporting, of developing, cultivating loving kindness, you can whisper silently in your mind phrases. I'll be saying them and you can repeat after me in your mind. There's nothing particularly magical about these phrases. You're welcome to modify them to something that resonates with you or is more meaningful. But we use the phrases as a way to kind of remind us of our intention of cultivating, developing loving kindness. So with that as an introduction, we'll start some meditation practice. With loving kindness, it can be really helpful to be comfortable. You're welcome to go get some more cushions. You're welcome to lie on the floor if that's helpful. Welcome to lean up against a wall or whatever might be helpful. It's hard to do loving kindness if you're really struggling with a physical pain. And we'll start with three long, slow, deep breaths, just as a way to connect. Connect with the body, connect with the present moment. It might be that with the exhale, there's a certain amount of letting go. Certain amount of relaxation. That might not be too. That's okay. Then to help support a sense of well-being, a sort of relaxation, it could be helpful to touch in with different areas of the body that might hold tension. Can start at the top of the body. Feel the head, around the eyes, around the jaw. It might be nice to just tuck the chin just ever so lightly so that there's just a little bit of space in the back of the neck. It's a very, very, very small movement. Bring your awareness to your shoulders, shoulder blades, and then let them slide down the back. The upper back. The lower back. The chest. See if there's a certain amount of collapsedness. If so, maybe there can be some opening. Maybe it's just a small movement. And the belly. Feeling some tightness, just letting the belly relax. You can feel the pressure of the cushion or the chair against your body, feeling supported here, now. Feel the upper legs, the lower legs, and your feet. Another place where we can feel grounded, connected. The arms and the hands. We feel the sensations in your hands, whatever they're touching. And then to begin, we'll do a little bit of mindfulness of the sensations of breathing. Just rest in your awareness on the movement of the abdomen or the movement of the chest, or feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Whichever feels the most accessible, the most vivid, the most soothing. And we'll just hang out here for a little bit. It might be that you find yourself lost in thought. That's okay. Just very gently, very simply, with kindness, you can bring your attention back to the sensations of breathing. Right now, there's nowhere else to be. Right now, there's nothing else to do. We're just here, hanging out with the sensations of breathing. And then to begin loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, somebody for whom it's easy to feel love, care, goodwill, benevolence, warmth, respect. Maybe one of those words, maybe a few of those words, maybe all of them resonate. Bring them to mind, either by visualizing them or maybe saying their name or in whatever way makes sense to you and feels comfortable. You might do a little check-in with the body. Is there a little shift that happens when you bring this person to mind or this lovable being to mind? There might not be, and that's perfectly fine. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, can we repeat the phrases? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe you could check in with the body. See if there's a feeling of warmth, spaciousness, openness, well-being, happiness. As I said, this doesn't have to be your primary experience, doesn't have to be your dominant experience. Maybe it's just a small part. If so, you can allow it to get as big as it would like. We're not making it, we're not forcing it, we're just allowing. And it might be that you're not feeling a sense of spaciousness or ease. That's perfectly fine. You don't have to try to make anything happen. We're just creating the conditions. Coming back to the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Now I'll be silent for a bit. And work at your own pace. maybe refreshing the image or the felt sense of the lovable being. And allow the sensations of the body to support you. If difficult thoughts, ideas, difficult sensations are arising, can you make space for them? Can you allow them to be there? If it feels like too much, that's too tall of an order, you can simply open your eyes. Can bring your awareness to the sensations of breathing. And then to expand on the loving kindness that we're cultivating and developing for a lovable being, we'll include ourselves. Warmth, care, respect, benevolence, goodwill, loving kindness towards ourselves. In the same way as we did for the lovable being, bring a sense of yourself to mind. Might be the felt sense of sitting here right now. Maybe it's an image of yourself. Might be an image of yourself when you were young, a child, maybe even a baby, if that feels easier. Notice if there's any shift in physical sensations around the heart center, the belly, with this new element, doing loving kindness for ourselves. Then we'll say the phrases, just changing the pronoun. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Again, you can allow any feelings of well-being, warmth, openness, spaciousness, ease. Allow any of those feelings to grow, permeate, pervade. Allow them to nourish and support you. And again, it's perfectly fine. If you don't have those sensations, those feelings, it's not required. And then to help us stay balanced, stay open, do a little bit of equanimity practice. For this practice, you can bring to mind somebody whom is just a small a bit troubling. Just a small bit, not the most troubling person, just a little bit annoying, a little bit irritating. You like this person, and yet they have that one thing that they do, for example. In order to support a sense of uprightness, in terms of steadiness and centered, we do some equanimity phrases. So bringing this person to mind, you can repeat this phrase. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. And then to end this meditation, Feel the pressure of the chair, or the cushion, or the floor against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So in that guided meditation, we started with just a little bit of a body scan to see if there's some areas of the body in which some tension could readily be released or softened or lessened in some way. A bit of mindfulness of the sensations of breathing. And then cultivating loving kindness towards a lovable being, towards ourself. And then some equanimity practice. Then before that, I talked a little bit about how I'm often using this word of loving kindness can help increase our capacity, but we could also use this language of protection. It's a way to kind of protect us from having things be overwhelming, protect us from things being too much in some kind of way. So now I'd like to invite you to get into groups of three. And just, you don't have to say your deep, dark secrets. You don't have to say anything you don't want to say. But just to share, what was that like? Was there some learning, some idea? It's okay if you want to say, I have no idea, I slept the whole time. That's okay too. Whatever it was, just to kind of like, maybe just to hear yourself express how that experience was. And we'll just do this for a short while, and then I'll ring the bell, and then we'll come back. So you can find yourselves in a group of three, and I didn't count, so I don't know if it's quite an even number. If not, a group of four is fine. So, thanks. I heard a lot of laughter. That's a nice thing. Makes me happy to hear that. So what was that like? Either you could, I'd like love to hear from you all. How was the experience, either the meditation or the small group, or maybe you have a question or a comment or like to share an experience or something about how the earlier time here was. Oh, now you make me regret that I rang the bell. Everybody was having so much fun. I'm like the party pooper. I come and ring the bell. Okay. Can you pass the microphone to like behind you? Thank you. And you'll have to turn it on.
I shared with my group that the person I selected was my cousin. And as we were starting the meditation, I realized I didn't have my phone off. And it turned out it was her. It was sending a photo, and she has a thing that ends her emails or her texts, and it's blessed. So blessed with her name. That was pretty cool.
Nice, nice. Right, right? Anybody else have something they'd like to share? Question, maybe? Okay, there's no requirement. We don't have to. Okay. So maybe I'll just share a little bit. It's how much I love doing this. how meaningful it is for me to be able to come here and share this with you all. Thank you.
Thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm. So I wish you all safety, happiness, health, and ease. May you have a good evening. Thank you.